Many people struggling with the rough economy are late on their auto payments. Last year, nearly 2 million cars were repossessed by unregulated repo men or repossession companies. As Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports, some people lost more than their cars.
On January 12th of this year, Isabel Lovano of San Jose, California, was standing a couple feet from her car when a man jumped in the driver's seat.
And my child was in the back seat, and I did not have a moment to yell or scream.
Lovano called 911, and for the next 30 minutes, she feared she'd never see her son again, until police figured out that the carjacker was actually an unlicensed repo man. She got her son back in about an hour. Lovano was 17 days late on her payment.
You can be 50 cents short or one day late, and they can come and get your car. Then I was just really surprised. There should be a law.
33 states have no laws governing car repossession. John Van Alst wrote a report for the National Consumer Law Center. He says since 2006, six people have died during car repossessions gone bad. The center wants states to require advance notice at a minimum, but Van Alst says it would be better for law enforcement to do the repossessing.
And I think if we had these repossessions taking place during daylight hours with an officer that the car owner sort of knew who it was that was taking it, we'd really be able to lower the amount of tension.
But that could be a hard sell, given strained sheriffs and police budgets. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.